The material world is a place where there is always some lamentation. But the lamentation is auspicious if the end result is auspicious. You see, Duryodhana, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter, you will find Duryodhana's lamentation. Bhishma Pitama declared to him, "I will kill everyone on the opposite side except the Pandavas." And Dronacharya also took the same vow. I'll kill everyone except the Pandavas. So Duryodhana thought, what is the use of this? Because the Pandavas are like the sun and all the other warriors are like stars. If they are not ready to kill the Pandavas, then what is the use? Not only that, although Bhishma had taken a vow, I will not kill Pandavas, Bhima had taken a vow that he'll kill all the Kauravas. On the opposite side. Yeah. And besides that, there was also an ego tussle between Bhishma and Karna. And besides that, Dronacharya had trained his student Drishyadyumna how to use the arms and forces. And ultimately he was likely to be killed by Drishyadyumna. So in this way, Duryodhana's side was so weak and he was lamenting when he was making assessment of his own army. But the end result of Duryodhana's lamentation is that he was destroyed. Nothing auspicious came out because he did not take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We also see in Bhagavad Gita Arjuna's lamentation. The result of Arjuna's lamentation was he became a Shishya of Krishna. And Krishna became a Jagadguru. He became a guru and instructed him in the message of Bhagavad Gita. And the end result was very auspicious. He not only emerged victorious out of the war, he got Atma Bodh, transcendental knowledge, by hearing from Krishna and perfected his life. We read about Devahuti's lamentation. The result is, she heard transcendental knowledge from Kapila, which is a valuable asset for all people for all time to come. We have Yudhishthira's lamentation after the war. The result of that was Dharma Bodh, instructions on Dharma by Bhishma Pitama, which he heard. So, in the script, throughout the scriptures, we find innumerable examples of somebody lamenting. People may wonder why there has to be an entire chapter on lamentation. What is the use of that? Is it not a negative thing or a pessimistic thing? But a lamentation is worthy if the end result is taking shelter of Krishna. In this world, as I was telling you, all of us are subjected to some worries or the other. So there is certainly emotional lamentation, but emotional lamentation can be transformed into spiritual perfection by imbuing our lamentation with the holy name. For example, we lament that, you know, this week I could not finish my sadhana card. You know, I am struggling now. My dear Lord, what can I do? If the result of this is we try to make up for the loss immediately by taking an action and studying the scriptures properly, then that is the perfection of the lamentation. One another thing we could do is we may keep on lamenting but not take any action. Or we may lament and worry and undergo depression without taking shelter of Krishna. That is also another possibility. So, the chanting of the holy name, Prabhupada says, is actually a call for the Supreme Lord. So, by chanting every day, we will learn how to not keep our lamentations on a material plane, but gradually transform them into a spiritual plane. At least we are not lamenting that I could not get this woman in life. We are not lamenting that I could not make the lottery money or I could not get something material. Our lamentation is for something spiritual. Lament we must, but for what? I could not get name and fame or I could not get something material. That is useless lamentation. So we have to look at our quality of our lamentation. What type of worries and lamentations preoccupy my mind? And if I cannot do anything about them, then I should take shelter of the holy names of Krishna. By chanting Hare Krishna and praying for help, then Krishna will arrange the situations around us in such a way that he will bring about an opportunity for us to fulfill our hankerings. In the path of bhakti, the abhilashas have a very great place. Abhilasha are a great desire. Only those who hanker and desire for something spiritual in order to render some service to Krishna, they only get. They only achieve eventually what they hanker for. That is why all these examples which we are giving now, they are all examples of someone lamenting. Like you see Hiranyakashipu along with his mother and sister and everyone, they are all lamenting at the loss of life of Hiranyaksha. Although he is talking many big, big things, and the end result is not auspicious because they are not taking shelter of Krishna. Rather, he is trying to kill Krishna. We'll see that. This goes to show, if either one tries to make one's own arrangement, or one does not make any arrangement but continues lamenting and getting more and more depressed and stressed, in either of these cases, actually, one gets nowhere. So the chanting of the holy name, Prabhupada says, is like a call of the child for the mother. This is actually the meaning, because while living in this world, nobody can say, I will be happy all the time. I will have no problem at any time. At any given time, meet anybody and ask, do you have any problems? If they say, I am fine, they will also say, no problem, at least for the time being. But there are going to be problems, either if not today, it will be tomorrow. So, once Sonala Sachinanda Swami was telling how we should convert the emotional problems into spiritual problems. Because emotional problems are on the material platform. And if we lament on an emotional platform, we become Shudras. If we lament on a spiritual platform, we become Vaishnavas. And how do we do that? We can convert material into spiritual when we include the holy name. By chanting Hare Krishna, gradually Krishna himself will teach us by that recitation of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it will transform into a spiritual call. And the result of spiritual call is always auspicious. Hare Nam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer